Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Eleven on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, today starts the first day of what will be 5 days of hellish heat, Eric. It's going to be so hot. I feel bad for anybody that's working outside because I still see a lot of the construction guys are out there, road work. It's brutal when it's 85 and humid. It could be as high as 102. One model, Dan said, could be 107 on Friday.
And I think, what did he say? The all-time record is 110?
110 is our all-time record back in 1936.
Could you imagine?
Well, you've got your big party on Saturday. Any plan changes or not?
No, you're just gonna it's later in the day. I mean,
drink more beer.
Exactly. And a lot of water. I don't think folks are coming before 5:30, 6 o'clock. So it'll cool down. It will start to cool down. Make no mistake, it's still going to be hot. We'll have the misters going.
We relaxed a little outside. I got back last night around 8:45, had some time, and we sat on the deck, had a drink, and it was nice last night. Wasn't it thick and humid? Yeah, I loved it.
I took the dogs out and sat on the deck for a little while. Sander was out last night, so we just kind of sat there and watched the American flag wave and had a cocktail.
Yeah, just relax.
Yeah, and just sat for a bit.
Now Jody heads out to London today. I'm hoping that no weather related delays. I've got it timed perfectly to get her to the airport and then get to the studio in New York. And although I will say, yesterday with the World Cup game, traffic wasn't bad yesterday.
I think a lot of people are off this week.
Yeah, traffic was... Joe Myra, yes.
Eric, the garbage truck is beeping loud by the newsroom. You have to move your car.
Oh, boy. I'll be there in a minute.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe Myra.
Waste management is waiting.
What are they... Oh, to get the dumpster. Where'd you park? Did you double park?
I parked... I had stuff to throw in the dumpster this morning, so I parked next to it.
All right, come on, let's go.
Oh, so you look like, were they beeping? Were they yelling at you, Joe?
Yeah,
Jill's like, move it, bounce it back and forth.
I was back there recording, and I'm like, he's really beeping at me, so.
What's the protocol for that? Do they just leave the trash if you don't move your car?
I don't know, maybe they're going to move my car.
I would probably attend to that. I think that,
I guess we'll pick this up on the other side.
Yes,
really upset about this.
There is a lot to talk about. All right, so Eric is going to go handle the situation with the dumpster.
When she said it beeping, I thought like truck backing up, but no, she means like honking the horn.
Kathy, I see Jill bouncing in here.
She's like, let's go, let's go.
What's funny is Jill is still smiling, but. And Eric was
on her car. It's funny to her.
You could see Eric's face. He's like, "Is that real? Do I really have to get up and move my car?"
Like I don't think she's kidding.
I don't think so either. I think I think Eric will. I'm going to be curious as to what happens.
But at first, when she said beeping, don't you think of a truck backing up when it makes that beeping noise?
So I did think that,
and then I thought, wait a minute,
did she just run in here? And is it like a cartoon, like all of a sudden the truck is about to hit the car and Eric's going to jump in and move his car at the last second?
I wish somebody would video this.
It didn't happen.
We should have.
She's running. Wait, hold on. Jill Myra.
There's an update.
Jill, are we okay? We had a vision, Jill.
You should video this.
The truck was backing up and the beeping and you ran in like in the nick of time so he could move his car out of the way of the moving truck.
I felt that way. Like, he was, like, beeping pretty hard.
But you mean laying on the horn, not like a truck backing up.
Yeah, I'm talking the massive garbage, garbage trucks. And, our newsroom, we just have, we got the door there and, like, the dumpsters were not too far off. And I thought, he's going to plow into the building.
Can you imagine how aggravated Eric Scott would be? He has a low level of aggravation anyway.
Can you imagine
if they hit his car?
And the homes, there's a bunch of homes on the other side.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. And that is not, did you ever hear a garbage truck horn?
No,
it's pretty loud. It's not like my Subaru.
Like a semi. It sounds like a big truck.
Yeah, it's like a semi, right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I didn't want to argue with a garbage truck. I was just like,
yeah,
you know.
No, so. I feel like that was your public service of the day.
And Jill, did you, like, open the door and see the truck? Did the driver make eye contact?
Oh, yeah. And then I did the one moment finger. You know, I held up my English.
Like when the Uber shows up early?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 minute. I'm right
finger.
Out.
I'm like, oh, un momento, por favor.
Did he give you an angry face or did you get a thumbs up? Did you get any acknowledgement?
Move that. And I'm like, okay, hold on. Like,
move that.
And then I was trying to do the, like you would do with the guy at work with the elevators. Like, it's not my car.
Right. Right. I'm not running away. It's not me. I didn't do
that. I hope I make it.
Did he park illegally? Like, did he double park?
Well, Eric has this relationship with the raccoons that like,
live in the dumpster. I know, it's very strange.
It's very strange.
It's an odd thing.
You remember in Sopranos how he had the relationship with the ducks in his pool?
That's Eric
That's
and the raccoon.
The human side of Eric.
Yeah.
The nurturing human side of Eric is with those raccoons back there.
Yeah.
And he puts the coat rack sometimes. He'll take our coat rack and put it into the dumpster so the raccoons can get out
so
when the garbage gets emptied.
Varmint infested raccoon is crawling all over the coat rack. All right, let's do a PSA for our Times Square employees. Do not use the coat rack because apparently Eric Scott puts it in the dumpster as a raccoon ladder. Are you kidding me?
And you know what? Currently, it's covered in balloons because I decorated it with balloons for Dan Zarrow's birthday.
Oh, is that what the balloons are for? We walked in.
No, today, not those balloons. Those are for the July birthdays.
We have an assortment of balloons.
Oh, do we do monthly birthdays here?
Yes, we do monthly. If you read your emails, which you kind of are starting to do.
As you know, I do not often read emails, but when I do, it's the morning relay.
Well, maybe
email,
you can see the one.
Which
about
I did
the
read
birthdays.
This morning, by the way, and a lot of good stuff that I wanted to get to. And all of a sudden now I got Eric Scott going out there to save raccoons. All right, we're going to talk about your July 4th weekend. Are you flying out? You driving? What are you doing? It literally might be 107 degrees on Friday. Six 25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. About 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to clarify some things that are whipping around the news and social media. Headlines are that the Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship. Let me explain what they actually did. The court said that Donald Trump as president cannot write an executive order that would undo the interpretation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which talks about if you are born in America, you are an American citizen. There are limitations to the 14th Amendment, however, and it will be decided differently if Congress decides to act. And I'm hoping that they are smart enough to do this. The 14th Amendment exceptions include invaders, right? So you can't invade the country, pop out a kid and say, okay, my kids are citizens. That's number one. Diplomats who are here working, if they have children, they are not American citizens. The original framers of this amendment, the original members in Congress who drafted it, specifically in their debates on the floor of Congress, said this does not include aliens, particularly illegal aliens. It's documented. But the courts were not deciding on the amendment. They were deciding on President Trump's executive order. So it's a very important nuance to understand. So the fight is far from over. And when you look at the 14th Amendment, there's a reason that it was put through in 1868. The idea was all about freed slaves so that children of slaves would be Americans. It's very, very simple and specific. This was all about undoing the Dred Scott decision. It was all about making sure we righted a wrong of slavery. It was never intended to be a free ticket for illegal immigrants to pop into the country and have a kid and then claim they've got an anchor baby. Never the intention. The other thing is, it's also incumbent on Congress to now decide what constitutes an invading soldier or army. Is this somebody who wears a uniform? Could this be somebody who comes through a cartel? I mean, you know, when Jody and I were at the border a few years ago, I mean, you could clearly see the military operations of the cartels on the Mexican side. Clearly in charge. Mexican army, irrelevant. And they were trafficking people across the Rio Grande into Texas. So does that constitute an invasion? Because if it does, then the court did not make the right call. However, in classic fashion, Donald Trump starts the conversation, throws out a bomb that we're just going to undo birthright citizenship, and he doesn't have the power under the Constitution to do that. So that this is a very legally nuanced argument. So don't panic if you are upset, as I am, that our country's been overrun by 20 to 25 million illegals who Joe Biden let in. You're paying for it. Some 65 to 80%, depending on where you go, of these illegal families are on welfare. I think the number is 70% in Minnesota and Michigan, places like that. It's higher from certain garbage countries like Somalia. It's a much higher number. So we clearly have a problem. And it was not going to be undone by one executive order. So the question you should be asking yourself is, how did we get a Republican president who campaigned on securing the borders, a Congress, both Senate and House, comprised of a majority in a party that wants to have voter ID and proof of citizenship for voting and no birthright citizenship for invaders, yet we don't have any of that. And now you hear the Republicans are going to do a big rally in Texas to tell you that the cost of living is down. Well, it's not, number one. Number two, this is where voters have to hold the Republicans accountable to their campaign promises. This birthright thing can be undone. I've talked to a number of lawyers about this, but Congress has to act. It may involve actually amending the Constitution. Would you be in favor of that? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:30 is the time. Eric Scott with your news. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So did you see this controversy? I think it was in Paramus. The school yearbook. Somebody put a picture of baby Hitler in the yearbook. Right. Yeah, it was New Jersey Middle School. I think it was it East? I'm looking up the name. It was in Paramus, New Jersey, in Eastbrook Middle School. And I guess they in the yearbook committee was asking for baby pictures. So somebody puts in a picture of baby Hitler. Now, I get it. Hitler, a sensitive subject. Totally understand. However, somebody flags it. Teacher finds it. Like, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. That's baby Hitler. Now, I don't know that I would have recognized baby Hitler, to be honest. So I'm not sure how that was flagged so quickly. But, yeah, because there's no distinguishing, Kathy, right? There's no mustache.
Yeah, he wouldn't have that as a baby.
Right, there's no, the baby picture definitely does not have the mustache. And here's why I'm bringing it up. First of all, they're collecting all the yearbooks. Now, I'm just going to tell you, if I'm a kid in that class, I am not giving back that yearbook. No way. So if I'm the parent of a kid, if this happened in our school, I would have said, hold on to that thing. That might be worth something someday. The mistake, the famous Hitler baby yearbook, I would totally hold on to that collector's item, number one. Number two, how stupid is our society that this is now a law enforcement issue? So the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office is looking into this as a bias incident. Guys, this is why we can't have nice things. We are arguably the weakest, softest, dumbest society on the planet right now. between allowing these Islamic invaders to come in and pop out kids and call themselves Americans to being the only civilized nation on the planet that doesn't require some identification to prove who you are to vote, to the fact that we let migrants come from all over the depressed, impoverished world, third world. We import the third world, and then you, as a middle-class taxpayer, have to support it. And Mikey Sherrill supports that. Gavin Newsom supports that. AOC, every Democrat in New Jersey supports middle and working class Americans paying upwards of half or more of their income. You're working three jobs to pay your bills, and half of your income goes to the government, and the government's giving out money to Somalis and Kenyans and Venezuelans and Mexicans and everybody else who comes here. China, India, we give away our high-paying tech jobs through the H-1B1 visa program. We give away legal, health, rent subsidies that you pay for. And then when these illegal migrants have children, they're citizens who have as much right to vote and participate in this Republican form of government as you do. That's where we are. And are we doing anything about that? No. No, the Supreme Court said, oh, that's just fine. Here's what we are all up in arms about. Baby Hitler. Are you honest to God going to tell me that a picture of baby Hitler offends you? When you've got kids running around in college and high school with pictures of Mao and Che Guevara on their T-shirts, are you kidding me? First of all, communism has killed far more than Nazism ever came close to killing. Now, you can take that as an offensive statement or not. I really don't care. That's a historical fact. Communism has killed upwards of 100 million people compared to millions by the Nazis. Doesn't make the Nazis the poster child for any good government. What it does is say, have some perspective. Have some perspective. And the idea that a kid pulls a prank and puts a baby Hitler picture in lieu of his own baby picture, and we have the prosecutor's office looking into it, I think that is complete madness. Do you agree? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Think about this. We have an infrastructure crisis in this state. We have towns that don't have enough water pressure because of these AI data centers and thousands of crushing high-density, low-income housing units being pushed in our middle-class communities. Yet, we're up in arms about baby Hitler. It's madness, guys. We have to get back our perspective. And I'd like to ask you, whether you're Jewish or not, a picture of baby Hitler should not be anything that even raises an eyebrow. This is under the category of, that's kind of funny that no one noticed. Sorry if you're offended by that, but if you are, get your head checked and lighten up, Francis. If everything is categorized as a bias crime or a hate crime or a hate or a bias incident, then nothing is. And I actually think it's kind of funny. I mean, nobody would have raised an eyebrow if it was a picture of baby Mao. Yeah, Mao, Pol Pot, the Viet Cong. Think about the tens of millions of people that died at the hands of communist dictators. Think about the people that died at the hands of the Castro revolution in Cuba, Maduro in Venezuela. Think about the people that died, Allende in Chile before Pinochet righted the ship in Chile. And you think about how many people have suffered and died under communism and come here, yet we are going to be up in arms over baby Hitler. It is the dumbest thing I've heard yet today. And now, I realize it's only 6:46, and we're in New Jersey. So there's no doubt that the dumbness factor will rise and something else will trump this. But at this point, I got to ask you, honest question. Do you think that it's funny that some kid slipped the baby Hitler picture into the yearbook? I do. I think good on that kid. How'd you figure that out? That's pretty funny. I didn't realize that was baby Hitler. How do we know that is baby Hitler, by the way, first of all? Because as I pointed out earlier with Kathy, there's no mustache, so it's very hard to know if he is. He's kind of got the haircut. He's kind of got the Hitler haircut. But let me ask you, is my even mentioning this offending you? And do you agree that not only should this kid not be in trouble? You know what? This case should have been referred to the yearbook committee. That's about the highest level of institutional, organizational complaint that it should have risen to. That's it. Yearbook committee, not prosecutor's office. But now we've got the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office involved. We've got, we have the Eastbrook and the school board in that area in Paramus involved. We've got the local police involved. The kid put a baby Hitler picture in the yearbook. My God, how insane is it to be upset about that? All right. I want to ask you two questions. One, do you agree with me that this is pretty stupid to be upset about? Number two, what's the best prank you pulled when you were in school? Did you ever do something like that where you... Because I've got a story about what a friend of my son did in his yearbook. And we still have the picture because it was really funny. 1-800-283-1- 656 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, let's jump right back into it. So, I don't know about you, but the baby Hitler, I don't see how this is rising to the level of law enforcement. This should have been a conversation between the principal or the one teacher and the yearbook committee saying, hey, dummies, that's not a picture of one of the kids here. That's baby Hitler. Let's go to Frank in Monroe. Morning, Frank. What do you got?
Hey, Bill. First of all, I want to thank you for running for governor. I voted for you. I contributed to your campaign. I really wish you won the primary. I think you could have won the general.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, appreciate that.
Welcome. As far as the picture goes, it is distasteful.
Sure.
To people, but it's not criminal. But if someone put in a baby picture of Osama bin Laden or Lenin or Stalin, it's just bad taste. I agree. It's not...
You know, that's funny you say that, Frank. Is there a baby picture of Osama bin Laden? Now, all right, producer Thomas is on the hunt. We're going to see if we can find one. You know what it is, Frank? I feel like we're just wimpy today. Like, everything's offensive. Everybody's upset about the dumbest things. We're fine with abortion up to birth. You know, we're fine with mutilating and chemically castrating 10-year-olds, but you put a picture of baby Hitler in the yearbook. Let me tell you something. We're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
You know,
that's just where I am on this.
Well, when you're in a liberal, Democrat, socialist state, everything you don't like is offensive, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a shame. It really is. But I get your point. But thank you, because it's sort of like someone's going to now say, oh, Frank, why'd you encourage him? Because now I'm on the hunt for a baby picture of Osama bin Laden. I will report back if we are successful finding it. Frank, happy 4th, man. Enjoy the 250th. All right, let's go to Debbie in Colts Neck. Morning, Debbie. What do you think?
Morning, Bill. Hi. I'm with you on everything you said. I walked into work, so I'll make it quick. Thanks for your show. I love it. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
But with all that's going on,
right,
this is what we're worried about and getting everybody involved.
Right.
I'm just speechless.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating that there's right, even no comment that comes to my mind.
We've literally
it's
got
ridiculous.
A friend of terrorists who's the Democratic nominee for Congress in the 12th District, and this is what we're worried about? We've got jihadists who are marching in the streets and waving Hamas
exactly.
flags, and we're worried about baby Hitler. It's just, it is really... uncanny.
It just leaves me speechless.
You know what it is, Debbie? It's the classic thing that people get offended and upset and angry about the low-hanging fruit because they can't do anything about the big stuff. And I'm sick of that.
Maybe.
That's part of it. Anyway, Debbie,
too.
I know you're at work. Have a great day at work and enjoy the 4th. Thanks for calling. All right. So I mean, by the way, somebody called, Producer Thomas, who was that that hung up that wanted to yell about the data centers, saying that data centers don't use water. That's funny. Data centers in 2023 used approximately 228 billion gallons of water. Yeah, billions. So don't even go down that road. These data centers are a disaster. And if the federal government wants to compete with China, don't put it in my backyard. No way. Put it out in so the federal government owns hundreds of millions of acres out there. Stop it. Okay. Baby Hitler, offensive or not offensive? If I'm a parent of a kid in that middle school in Paramus, I'm saying do not turn in that yearbook. We may sell it on eBay someday. 1-800-283-101.5 is a number. Are you offended by the baby Hitler picture? And I'm on the hunt for the Osama bin Laden baby picture. I'm not sure if we're going to find it, but I'm on it. 7 o'clock right now. That means Eric Scott's with your news right now. 7:12 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, so talking about baby Hitler, it's interesting to me that the way you've been brought up in the United States, if you make a reference to Hitler or the Nazis, people go crazy. You make a reference to Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, Lenin, people are indifferent. And you've been conditioned because of our public school system to hate the Russians, even though the Russians today are not even close, talking about the government, to what we were dealing with the Soviet Union and their empire back in the during the Cold War. But that notwithstanding, any reference to Hitler sends people crazy. But you know, it's to me, you have this kid who pulls a prank in eighth grade or whatever grade it was, middle school in Paramus. The yearbook comes out and there's a picture of baby Hitler. It's kind of funny that he pulled that off. But even if you are super offended by that and you're like, that's horrible. If my kid did that, I would punish him severely. Okay, fair, fine. Not appropriate, offensive, yep, all of it. It doesn't rise to the level of law enforcement. So baby Hitler picture in the middle school yearbook should never be on the radar of any prosecutor's office anywhere. It's just absurd. And guys, I've been saying this. We have real problems. You now have a huge problem with the Supreme Court's action yesterday striking down Trump's executive order. Now, I was not surprised that the Supreme Court did that, but we now have rampant in this country birth tourism. The Chinese have companies that advertise to Chinese women to say, get over to the U.S., pop out that kid there, boom, you've got the anchor. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, it's fine. So, got real problems. We've got abortion up to birth. What a barbaric country we are. It's legal to leave a baby to die up to birth? Are you crazy? We literally medicate children to change their gender? Are you out of your mind? What kind of a world are we living in? Yet we're going to have law enforcement come down on a kid who posted a picture of baby Hitler. And there's no mustache, so I'm not sure it is actually baby Hitler. Let's go to Joseph in North Plainfield. What kind of crap did you pull in school, Joseph?
good morning.
Good morning.
So basically, the football team used to call themselves Ciroc Boys back then.
Yeah.
And I was in the yearbook, and I also was on the soccer team. I ended up putting a Ciroc bottle blended into the background of their team picture. And the funny part is that, you know, one of my friends, I was on the football team, he was all a part of it.
Yeah,
and when they finally found it, you know, it took a week.
Yeah.
Before the kids started, you know, laughing about it and like talking about it, and teacher found out. They tried basically threatening me with law enforcement, and then you know, I didn't admit to it, so he couldn't do nothing. So they basically took away my walking privileges at graduation.
Luckily, you and the governor.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're in good company, yeah. Joseph. Don't worry. That's funny.
Luckily, I had a bunch of group of friends that, you know, yeah, they wrote a petition for me, got it over, like, you know, everyone in the school pretty much signed it, including teachers. because, you know, it's a harmless joke. So I think it's pretty, I think it's funny because, you know, the kid probably didn't even think anything harsh of it. He probably just thought it was a funny little joke and then, you know, did what he did. And now going that far, at most, write a you know, apology letter. You know, that's about it. But
well,
other than that, people just got to grow up with that.
Just grow up, right? Even, you know, to me, yeah. Like, apologize to the yearbook committee because now they've got extra work to do. That would be the apology. I just think we have to lighten up. So I'll tell the story in a minute. But Joseph, it's funny, and I'm glad it worked. So wait, did you end up walking? Did the petition work?
Yeah, the petition actually worked. So they had a soccer game. It was like because on the soccer team it was soccer. It was the kids versus the parents.
Yeah,
and they basically said, "Oh, you can't do that, but you can walk now."
Oh, that's what they had to have something over you, right? They had to feel like, we did something to punish him. How silly. All right, man. Thank you, Joseph. Have a happy 4th of July. Appreciate the call. So I was telling you that a friend of my son's, he thought it would be funny to hire an actor to pose for his high school yearbook picture. Jill, you're going to love this. So
I love it.
So he's an Asian American kid.
Uh-huh.
He hires a black actor. to pose for him.
Black. Did he have auditions?
So he did. He went
he had
around.
Auditions?
He went and he watched videos online, finds a guy. I don't know what he paid him, $100 or something. He's like, I need you to show up at my yearbook picture and tell him you're me. So we are such a PC society.
Yeah.
Nobody questioned the black guy showing up. Because they're afraid. They're like, what are you, racist? How do you know my name is not? And I'm not going to give his name. But
right.
Because clearly, you know, he had an Asian name.
Oh. So, yeah, but in this day and age.
Right?
Yeah.
So nobody questions. Right. So there's a picture in the cap and gown of this, like, 30-year-old black actor.
Are you kidding?
Posing. It's fantastic. I've got the picture. We had all the kids sign it. I thought it was hilarious.
You have to.
Let me tell you who didn't think it was funny. His mom.
Oh, I bet I was thinking the same thing. I'm like,
wow.
As a mother, yeah.
But it's a funny prank.
Feeling, yeah.
All right. What prank did you pull in school, middle school, high school? And do you agree it's pretty stupid to have a prosecutor's office involved in a kid posting a picture of baby Hitler? Good grief. I'm still looking for that baby Osama bin Laden picture. And if I haven't, I'll post that. Let me know if that's offensive. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:26 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Kathy, you'll be happy to know all is well with the dumpster. The trash guy was fine. With Eric's car was kind of in the way, but he just the sanitation engineer wanted Eric Scott to know that he was there in case he wanted to move his car.
But reportedly,
it was not completely in the way, but close enough that, you know, there could have been damage.
I think in any situation like that, the bigger truck has the right of way.
The
doesn't matter who's
wins.
Wrong or right. If it can crush you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's wrong or right. What does that sound like? Michael Jackson. Beat it.
Okay.
I don't know why that popped into my head.
I just mean on a highway, like if there's a semi
right.
that's.
No, I mean the lyrics. It's in the lyrics of the song.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Do we have that?
What song is it?
Beat It.
Oh.
Yeah, we should play it.
Okay.
Not now, though. It's too late now. The reference is lost. I said it. I thought it. It popped into my head, and boom, it's gone.
Moving on.
Moving on to baby Hitler. Look, I mean what I'm saying, that it we're at a point now where we've got so many serious problems. And I was saying this yesterday. If you look at these... Islamists that have come to America. And I know some of you remember when they threw all the prayer mats down in Times Square. Not like they don't have 100 mosques to go pray in, but no, they're going to disrupt traffic and they're going to disrupt your life just as a show of force. Like, hey, we can do this. And if you complain about it, you're an Islamophobe. So you're too weak to complain about it because you're more afraid of being called a name than you are standing up for your culture and country. And that prayer rug show of force has now turned into chest beating, screaming rallies and another show of force. And they're marching. Now, there was a video posted yesterday. We've seen this in Dearborn, Michigan. We've seen it in Minnesota. We've seen it in other places. I believe in Virginia, too. Somebody posted a video of this insanity yesterday, and literally these Islamists, like, they're beating their chest and they're screaming, and it's an escalation. So first it's a prayer rugs. Now we're going to march down the street and scream and yell and beat our chests. I don't know what's next, but I brought up a point that this is something that needs to be addressed. Now, Congressman Randy Fine in Florida is addressing it. He's got a bill that he's pushing to ban any form of Sharia law in this country. And I think the Republican Congress should pass that, and it should absolutely be banned. We need to start getting tougher with the expectation of allegiance. You know, the Pledge of Allegiance, the idea that you are loyal to this country if you're going to become a citizen, things like that. I think we need an overhaul in how we view immigration. But I bring this up because this Islamification of our country is a very dangerous thing. You've got members of Congress and now Democratic nominees waving around not just the Palestinian flag, but the battle headband of Hamas. So you've got actual terrorist sympathizers. And any of them who are immigrants, I think, should be thrown out of the country immediately and charged under our laws. You know, you can't advocate the overthrow of the United States government. And I think if you are an advocate for terrorism, that to me falls in that same bucket. But I say this because these are serious problems that we're dealing with. The Islamification of our country, the devolving of our culture, and the destruction of our communities through high-density housing, et cetera, because the Republicans, when they had the power with the governor and the legislature in the 90s, failed to act on Mount Laurel. They could have passed new laws, could have solved it. No, instead, oh, wait, we can't. We could be looked at as bigots or discriminatory. We're not going to do that. So what do? We put our energy into stupid things like going after this kid who posted a baby Hitler picture. So my question to you is, do you think we have our priorities straight? And do you agree that there's no way this middle schooler should even be a conversation at the prosecutor's office? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Your call's coming up, but right now, 7:30. Let's go to Eric Scott with your news now. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. With you till 10 o'clock this morning. Tucker Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. If you know, you know. All right, let's jump right back in. So we was talking about, you know, the real problems in America, right? Had the Supreme Court shoot down President Trump's executive order about birthright citizenship. The president was right, but he didn't have the authority to do this with executive order. So you know what would be nice? If we actually had a Republican Congress with backbone. And by the way, just because your favorite president makes the judicial appointment doesn't mean it's going to hold. Amy Coney Barrett betrayed any principle that we thought she may have held by voting with the liberals yesterday. Brett Kavanaugh, another one. God, I remember how much we defended Brett Kavanaugh under attack, all those lies told about him. It's too bad. Maybe we would have been better off if he didn't get confirmed. Because now you got Roberts, Barrett, and Kavanaugh, who sided with the three leftists to have a 6-3 ruling to say that an illegal invader can pop out a kid and that kid's a citizen. This is bad. And don't think these Islamists don't know it. You know, the radical Muslims are way outpacing Western childbirth rates. Way outpacing. Elon Musk has been talking about this for a couple of years now. And Gadsaad, G-A-D-S-A-A-D, if you follow him on social media, has been brilliant about this concept of suicidal empathy, where you're too afraid to call out these radical Muslims and their desire for Sharia law, child marriages, women to be slaves. That's okay with their religion. And they're bringing it here. And now their kids are Americans with the same rights that you have. And here's the amazing thing. According to immigration reports over the past few years, 2023 and 2024, almost two-thirds of households with illegals are on welfare. So you got this double-edged sword. You got these radicals out there beating their chest and screaming in the streets as a show of force to show Western culture that they've had enough. They're taking over. And you're paying for them to be here. Ricky and Jackson, what do you think?
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Morning.
Love you. I gotta say, I voted for you in the primary.
Thank you.
I'm really upset you didn't win, brother.
Thank you, Ricky.
Gotta get him next time.
All right, appreciate that. Stay tuned.
I'll tell you. Because I'll tell you, man. I agree with you on 99 of your issues, and this is one that I don't know, man. I wake up every day and I'm like, what is America gonna be in 50 years, 60 years when my kids are growing up? This is horrible. When are we going to wake up? What's going on in the UK?
Like, right.
200,000 stabbings in the last 20 years. Rape is up significantly against Christian women.
That's right.
Like, they're doing nothing about it. In Africa, Christians being slaughtered by the thousands. Nothing being done about it. All being done by Muslims.
That's right.
Listen, I don't have a problem with Muslims in general, okay? Many of them are excellent, nice people. But there is a problem with Islam. Islam is not a religion. It is a political ideology.
I agree, 100%.
It is absolutely a travesty. It does not mesh with our culture. It has no place in our culture. And, you know, I just recently found out that Paterson, New Jersey is one of the biggest strongholds of Islam in the nation.
Which,
what the hell is going on? When are we going to start taking action? Because this cannot be allowed to happen. You know, we just had a representative win in the primary.
The guy in the 12th district who was one of the witnesses, key witnesses for the blind sheikh.
Went up to bat for the blind sheikh. Like, really, guys?
Like,
what
literally
is happening?
A literal friend of terrorists. And he's going to be a member of Congress. Same thing in New York. You got these three Islamists who hate Jews, who hate America, who want to bring in communism. They say it, all stated goals, and they will be in Congress. You will have an Islamist communist caucus in the next Congress come 2027. That is real. And, you know, you think about it, Ricky, the problem is that too many Western Christian, white politicians are so afraid of saying anything because they're more afraid of being called an Islamophobe than they are speaking up for Western culture and Western civilization. So I'm not afraid, and you know that.
Or being put on a hit list.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, or being put on a hit list.
Well, this is
like,
why.
There was one comedian who made an Islamic joke, and like he's on a hit list forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he has to watch his back forever. Right. You cannot say anything against these people. They will find you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why everybody's afraid. And we're just going to roll over and take it? Like, I don't think so, man. Listen, there's four stages to Islam. There's the first stage is immigration. They come here. They say we're refugees. We need help. We need welfare.
Yeah.
We just need help. You know, we're coming from torn lands. We just want to live and be peaceful, yada yada. So that's stage one, immigration. Stage two, population. This is where they're starting to populate. We're between stages two and three now. Stage three. Agitation. We're starting to see it. They're starting to beat their chest. They're starting to gather.
Have you watched Ricky? Do you see these videos? You watching this stuff?
This is scary, man.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing?
Yep.
Like, we should be removing these people immediately because guess what? Stage three, agitation. Then we got stage four, domination. They don't want to assimilate, guys.
No.
They don't want to be Americans. They want to have their own communities. They want to have their own laws. They want to abolish the Constitution. Wake up, people, because if we don't, our very way of life is going to go very south. Yeah.
Well,
very
this is
fast.
Ricky, this is why I said just because Trump appointed the judges doesn't mean they're going to support his belief in our Constitution and our Republic, et cetera. And we were really sold out. I mean, Roberts has been a sellout for a long time, but now you add to that Barrett, who I never trusted because she came from Notre Dame, and they're, you know, as far left Catholics as you get. So, you know, I didn't like her from go because of her Notre Dame pedigree. But that aside, we have an enormous problem. And this is why I brought up earlier that we're focused on a baby Hitler picture from some kid who pulled a stupid prank. That's got people upset. I said it yesterday, Ricky. People were all up in arms about the 24-year-old who left the four kids in the car. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Most people I know were babysitting when they were 11 years old. The kid in the car was 11. It was that woman didn't do anything wrong. Yet she's arrested and charged with neglect. So we're cracking down hard on our citizenry. Yet we're allowing, we did it during COVID, Ricky. I was the only one standing up screaming about Black Lives Matter and the hypocrisy and how they were domestic terrorists and nobody wanted to hear it. But now here we are.
You know?
But now here we are. And I'll tell you, Ricky, the Republican Party has to wake up and truly be the opposition to this. And they're failing right now. You ask most young people under 40, and they're like, Republicans, like that's, who are they? What do they stand for?
Yeah.
There's no brand, yeah. Right? So
no,
that's
nothing.
A problem. Anyway, I got to jump,
women's
Ricky.
Women's rights, that's all they got, yeah, women's rights.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? They're not standing up for women's rights. Anybody that supports Sharia law or radical Islam or regular Islam is not standing up for women's rights, period. And it was the liberal women in Tehran that welcomed in the Ayatollah only to be raped, murdered, and covered for the next 47 years. So be careful what you wish for. Ricky, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. 7:48, Fast Traffic with Bob Williams is right now.
You shouldn't.
.756 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. Question for you. What are you doing this weekend? I mean, literally, it's going to be 107 on Friday. That's just stupid heat. Ugh. I mean, I'm working. I'm going to be broadcasting. President Trump is going to Mount Rushmore. So I'm doing a show on Friday night on Newsmax. I'm doing, what am I doing? 6 to 7 on their streaming channel. Then I'm in for Greg Kelly, who does the 9 o'clock show. But then they asked me to stay till midnight and do live coverage of President Trump at Mount Rushmore. Somebody called me yesterday. They're like, hey, I hear you're doing the coverage. Is Trump finally getting his face engraved on Mount Rushmore? Like, I don't think so, but I wouldn't put it past him. I think he's just showing up for the fireworks. But I want to ask you, because it's interesting that, you know, the audience at Newsmax is certainly growing. And I did a poll yesterday on the show. I was on my 5 o'clock show. I asked the audience if they were displaying a flag for the 4th of July. Because I looked at the numbers, it was like 69% of Republicans are going to display a flag for this 4th of July. Only 26% of Democrats. I thought that was surprisingly low. I actually thought that 69% of Republicans was low. So I asked my Newsmax audience, and 95% are displaying a flag. So that didn't surprise me. And what I hope to accomplish over the next year with the studio is to bring in more of a diverse audience like we have here. I mean, you know, you guys are a third, and not diverse in the Cory Booker sense, where he said the Democratic Party bringing in communists actually highlights their incredible diversity. That was just a stupid thing to say. But for a smart guy, he comes off as a moron. But I wanted to ask you, like, are you one of the flag flyers? Because I was thinking about it. I've got a big flag. I told you the story yesterday. This was the flag of controversy, because I've got a big American flag that hangs over. We have these barn doors that are above my garage doors. And I hung a flag over those barn doors, but I had to get up on the roof to do it. And Jody specifically said, do that until I come home. She was traveling. She was in London or San Diego. I think it was in London. So I thought, ah, come on. How hard could it be? And I got up there and I hang the flag. And I'm thinking I'm going to surprise her. And she's going to be like, oh, great job. You did it anyway. I pull into the driveway. First thing she says, the flag's crooked. So, of course, I had to get back up and do the whole thing all over again. But I'm proud to display the American flag. I also have the flag, the English Charing Cross flag, to celebrate my son-in-law and my daughter who live in London, and the California flag, because you know, Michael lives in California. But we're proudly displaying the flag. Only 26% of Democrats and only 69% of Republicans are doing the same. Are you flying a flag? What are you doing to honor the 250th birthday of this great country? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 8 o'clock. Eric Scott is with your news right now. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So Monroe Township, back on June 20th, a couple of houses had parties and total disaster. Fights, hundreds of people, heavy traffic, like just a nightmare. And the chaos spilled into a nearby Wawa parking lot. Cops had to be called. Some people had to be treated for minor injuries. I mean, just nuttiness. And I wonder if you, I remember when I was a kid, my parents would go out. We definitely would have people over and kind of try to scramble to get everybody out of the house before parents got home. Kathy, I'm sure you did the same thing, right?
And clean up.
And you got to figure.
Somebody always spills something.
Always. We never had a house party, though, that the cops had to be called.
No.
Never got that. I mean, and we had some big ones where it spilled outside and there were fights. I mean, that happened. You know, people get, you know, a little bit too much to drink and all of a sudden they're in a scrap on the front lawn. But never to this extent. Like, and you hear this more and more today. And my guess is that parents usually know if the kids have had a party. But I think today it's such a different society. It's way more litigious. It's not. I don't know. They're like our big thing was, could somebody get a keg? And if you knew somebody that could get a keg and get that to your backyard,
or you'd wait outside the liquor store and get a runner. You ever get a runner?
We used to go.
Hey, if I give you $20, could you get me?
Yeah. We used to go to, oh my God.
And people would always do it. Somebody would always help a kid.
There was a place, I think it was called the Liquor Ranch. it was in, do you know this place? It's in.
I don't know that place.
It was on like 70 and 38.
Okay. I don't know the Liquor Ranch.
I think they're closed now. It was, but my buddy got arrested because he had a fake ID. And we basically drew straws who was going to go in and buy the beer.
You got to get somebody that's of age to buy it for you.
Well,
you wait in the parking lot. What's wrong with you?
We would go into Camden to do that. So, I think it's, is it 130? I don't remember the name of the place, but it was easy. You would get somebody, $10. They would do $10. They would get us a case of beer. Yep. And we were buying the cheapest beer possible.
Budweiser.
It was way too expensive. Black Label was our choice.
Thomas has a story.
When I was in college,
we
did the same exact thing that you did.
Yeah.
We had a designated friend with a fake ID who looked the part too, by the way.
Yeah.
So, and we would go to an unnamed liquor store.
Yeah.
And he would go in and get just piles of beer for us. Piles and piles. He was the same age as us, by the way.
Yeah.
Piles of beer.
And he looked the part, meaning he looked older.
Yes.
He looked like
he was 21 or older.
Yeah.
And we were 18 or 19.
But,
how did you get the fake ID?
I don't know how he got it.
Right.
We didn't question it. He had it.
I got mine at a Photoshop place in Philly.
It was bad.
They
too.
Pretty much advertised it. Yeah. Like, hey kids,
like in the fake back of IDs magazines. Here. In the back of yeah, magazines was, you could send away.
It was yeah. You showed up, you took your and it wasn't even a real it was like a residency card. It was something completely made up. And it we never got questioned until my buddy got arrested because we pulled up and we're like, all right, I don't know if we did rock, paper, scissors, or I'm just like, it's your turn. You got to go. Like I did the last one. And all of a sudden I see him coming out in cuffs. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And the cop, it was funny, the cop knocked on my door. He's like, you want to follow us? We're taking your buddy downtown. I'm like, oh, come on.
You have no choice at that point.
So anyway.
It was bad though. Like it was like compared to like McLovin's ID. Like it was from Connecticut. It was,
yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
Did he ever get caught?
No.
How about did. That?
And
I think that's a huge offense now. Like today, you pull that stunt today, you're in real trouble.
I don't know how he didn't get caught. He would walk out of this unnamed liquor store with just boxes.
That's funny.
Like, who is he buying?
I'm glad you're not naming it because they probably just looked the other way.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely did. I say this. I think it was called the Liquor Ranch. I wish someone could remember. It was right near. If you pass like Bishop Eustace on the left, it was right. I think it's 38 and maybe Joe Myra knows. Where 38 and 70. I think they meet. Right, like there's a
Marlton there.
Wait, no, sorry. Is it Cinnamon? Maybe it's Cinnamon.
Oh,
the other way.
It was Canals.
Yes.
It was not Canals. I don't know that there was Canals then. This is way. I mean, I was
Benash.
I was like 16
or
17.
Wait, it's
going
to come to me because it sounded like a pilot's name. Roger Wilco.
Roger Wilco. It looks like a pineapple.
Is that
was
the
that it?
Side?
Maybe.
It looks like a pineapple.
Roger
Wilco. I thought that was in Camden.
There's two.
All right. I don't remember. Anyway, they this was before everybody had a sign that said, hey, if you have a fake ID, we're gonna take it. Like they had an undercover cop hanging out and boom, that was it. I don't even know whatever happened to it. If he ended up being charged or if they let him go. I don't remember. It was so long ago. But that was a long drive following the police car.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, man, my buddy's gotta be so pissed that he 8:26 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Jill, you like everybody, had a fake ID. And, I mean, I did. I said, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that. Eric, did you have a fake ID? I kind of feel like in Buffalo, you guys were drinking at 12,
and it didn't
matter.
They didn't care, right?
So, I was working in radio when I was 14.
Yeah.
And they would give you a press pass. And it looked just like what they called a sheriff's card, which was your ID. The only thing it didn't have was a birth date.
Ah.
So I put a fake birth date at the bottom of it, laminated it. And it was not because it was a small town. I had to drive out of town.
Right, because they would have known you.
Right. And there was only so much booze I could steal from my parents' bar.
Right.
But it worked everywhere. And it looked just like the sheriff's
card. Was back in the day too. They were right. Yeah,
but how did you put the?
Were they little letters?
Because I remember I had one that was
a typewriter.
Bad, a typewriter. I had these like black, really dark stick-on. They look like stick-on vinyl letters. It was so bad. You'd go to a club and you'd be like, "Yeah, go ahead."
Easier for a girl.
Like, a girl,
right? I mean, I think they checked women less.
They totally did.
And we were close to Canada, where the drinking age was still 18.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it was.
And border crossing then was, you know.
Yeah.
You just drive.
We just drove back and forth.
Come on in.
There was no real border.
We
check.
Did the same thing with Montclair State, which was Montclair State when I went.
Yeah.
New York was still 18. So we would drive up the parkway where it ended, north, and go to some bar that had like penny bazooka shots. You know, like bazooka bubblegum.
Like total dive bar.
We'd get there fine. Coming home,
a different story. Yeah.
We'd be on the throughway.
No like, Uber.
What happened?
No Uber then.
No.
Yeah, very different
time.
When
I saw a sign that said Buffalo Crossing, I was like, I think we went the wrong way.
I got a fake ID I wish I had held on to it. Like I would love to see it now, but it was some like a photo mat in Philly, and it was like you had to ask a certain question.
Yeah,
and the guy's like, "Come on back." And it was all high school kids.
It was on South Street.
The word spread through high school, and you're like, tell the guy, you know, I forget what it was. You needed a proof of residency. That was it.
Proof of residency.
Proof of residency.
Gotcha.
So go and ask for a proof of residency card, which did not exist. They're like, oh, come back. And I think I paid, I don't know, like $25 for it. Like, so it was like, you know, you pay cash. The guy took your picture. It was the crappiest ID you can imagine. And it worked everywhere.
Yeah, my daughter had one
everywhere.
Recently in college. I'm like, what is this West Virginia license? She's in school in North Carolina. I'm like, what?
But now with AI, I it's got to be so sophisticated. Now I think you're breaking all kinds of federal laws. Like, I think you're going to go to jail.
Real ID laws.
Don't do it now.
Right.
I'm not advising this. This is just, we're just recapping our youthful indiscretions.
Our youthful indiscretions.
Let's just call it that.
And
there weren't cell phone cameras back then.
Oh.
How many times have we said that? Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the kids today.
Yeah.
They card everybody now, too. Like, it doesn't, like, you, the three, everybody.
I have gotten carded.
We would get carded in Nashville. Everybody gets carded.
With gray, the gray in my beard, I'm getting carded. Are you right? Like, I'm just a very old looking 20.
It's
like,
a compliment.
You know, I don't even take it as a compliment. I think it is an insult to our intelligence. I think if you're a woman who's 30, 35 and you get carded, that's a compliment. When you're 57 and they ask for a card, it's a pain. It's a pain. Let's just call it that. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me?
I don't enjoy it. Yeah.
All right. It is 8:30. Hey, good news. My favorite part of the week. I know it's Eric's. The other side of the news. We've got the Hate-O-Meter, baby. It's back. But right now it's 8:30. Let's bring in Eric Scott with your news right now.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
It's 8:39. I am Bill Spadia. This is arguably one of our favorite times of the week. So, producer Thomas, this Hate-O-Meter, I think there's a theme on this one.
Yes.
And we were adding, Eric, just so you know, there were some late entries because there was just some punchy stuff coming in over the last 24 hours that I thought was just appropriate.
I think the theme of today's Hate-O-Meter, I'll put it in one word. The theme is loser.
Oh.
Loser, loser, loser.
Even SpongeBob jumping in on the action there. All right, I think we should just jump right in.
Yeah. This first one here is from Rich Ford on Facebook.
Rich Ford?
Yes.
Facebook. Okay,
Al, just get rid of Spadia and you'll have a solid lineup again.
Wait, what was the first word he said? Play it again.
Al, just get rid of Spadia and you'll have a solid lineup again.
So this sounds like a response to our lineup changes that have been announced.
I think so.
Right? Yes.
The context behind this is on a New Jersey 101.5 Facebook post announcing that Lou and Michelle is coming to our radio station. We were very happy about that. But Rich Ford wasn't very happy.
So Lou and Michelle are coming in now after Dennis and Judy, who are going to be 12 to 2.
Right.
And Lou and Michelle are coming in at 2. So the lineup was rolled out, on Monday? Right?
Yes.
And what's this guy's name?
Rich Ford.
Oh, yeah, noon to 3. You're right. So Dennis and Judy are going to be, what, 10 to noon? Yes. 10 to noon, yeah. I just thought I'd go till 12.
Yeah.
Rich would be upset about that. Can you imagine? Yeah, sorry, Rich. We're updating the schedule. I'm just going to stay on until about 5 o'clock and just keep going, keep talking. I like it because he's making a programming point.
Yes.
And he did it without cursing. So it's not ringtone worthy. But I think it's solid hate.
I like it. I hopefully Rich never becomes our program director because you'd be out of a job, I guess.
I would be fired. So I don't know. I mean, it's worth looking into what Rich does for a living.
Yes.
And if he ever applies for a job here. That would be like a long con. Applying for the job, getting the job, because you hate me so much you want to fire me. That'd be impressive. All right, what's the next one?
The second one is Michael Goldstein on X.
Michael Goldstein on X.
More people watch every WNBA game individually than voted for you, loser.
Loser, loser, loser.
You know, I think the punctuation, if we just hear the post again.
More people watch every WNBA game individually than voted for you, loser.
Now, two things I'll say. Number one, I think what he means is not a lot of people are watching every WNBA game.
Correct.
And what's interesting about it is he didn't say, like, more people than are casually watching the WNBA. He was very specific to the probably, I'm going to say, maybe the one person that actually watches all the WNBA games. Does that person even exist? I don't know. I just found out recently there was a WNBA because I'm a huge fan of Sophie Cunningham. Who, did you see that battle she had? She's great. And I'm like, oh, WNBA. I'm following the Indiana Fever. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But so I like the punctuation.
Yes.
Right? Let's one more time.
More people watch every WNBA game individually than voted for you, loser.
So it's not even a comment on the show. It's like, I'm a loser politically.
Yeah, he's running.
And he just, boom, he punches with that loser. I thought that, I think it's a good one. That's my top one so far. Ooh, I'm going to give that 4 out of 5 because he used an example of other media. Instead of focusing on the media here, he used another example and painted a picture of that. You can think of the one lonely guy watches every WNBA game. And then compared that to my vote totals, and like that guy outnumbers the people that voted for me. So I thought it was very clever.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
This third one here is from Sterling Archer on X.
Is that a real name?
Apparently.
Sterling Archer.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Brit.
It's embarrassing to listen to Bill and Eric in the morning.
Wow.
That's it. That's the tweet. Eric, you got dragged in on that.
Every once in a while, I get dragged
in. You know what's funny, though? You still had proper emphasis on the hate, even though you were reading your own name. I thought that was very professional of you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's your news background. I do this for a living. Yeah, I think your 40 years of experience were showing in that. Just let me hear that one more time.
It's embarrassing to listen to Bill and Eric in the morning.
Does anybody, like, I thought it was good, and no cursing. I thought that was nice. I like the lumping in of both of us, so they appreciate in order to hate our conversations. It does occur to me that he's listening, though.
Yeah, well, he's embarrassed about it, so he is listening.
So, like, is he, so what I would advise him is just don't tell anybody.
Right.
Right, just keep it to yourself. Listen in the car, don't admit it, you'll be fine, and you don't have to be embarrassed anymore. All right, what's next?
This fourth one here is from Donald Trump 2024, the account on X.
Oh.
At Newsmax, please stop putting Bill Spadia as a fill-in host. He's terrible and stumbles through the show.
Wow. So that is at Newsmax.
Like, yeah, they tweeted that at Newsmax.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, there'll probably be meetings then.
Memos will be written.
I'll be called down to the office. So the hate is bleeding into my other job now.
It's all forms of media. All forms of media that you're on is bleeding into hate. It's everywhere.
And, you know, the way you read that, too, you could almost picture me stumbling through a broadcast. You know, let's hear it one more time.
At Newsmax, please stop putting Bill Spadia as a fill-in host. He's terrible and stumbles through the show.
Well, wait till he finds out my schedule for this weekend. He may not have to turn on Newsmax this weekend. I like that tweet because he's purposefully going at my employer, which is, I think, you know, if you hate a guy enough, you really want to hit where it hurts. And I like that you know he's watching the show.
Right.
Right? What was his name? That was a Trump account.
Donald Trump 2024. Probably.
I mean, I don't think it was Donald Trump.
I don't think so.
I mean, you never know. I don't know. He's, you know, he's not a big fan of mine anymore, so it's possible. All right. What was, we have one more.
Yes, we have one more, although I want to comment one last time on this.
Mm-hmm.
Is he referring to your little stumble that one time on Newsmax Live?
Oh, which I wrote a post about.
Yes, you did.
My mistake. I think you remember this. Xavier Becerra, who is running for governor in California, they had the word jabbed after his name. And I said, Xavier Becerra Jabed. So perhaps he is referring to that.
Yeah.
So anyway, well played. But I'll be on all weekend, so he'll have to, watch Fox or something. Anyway.
This fifth and last one is from Christopher Sandell on X.
Spadia is a political loser.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet.
There you go.
I think we'll leave it right there. I like it. The loser theme. Thanks for playing. Kathy, go ahead.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
Seven on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jen Ercillo, you brought to my attention that I received some mail today.
This should be good. It's thick.
Now, I get mail. Is your mic on?
It's on.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
What are you doing?
Well, I didn't hear. Oh, you know why?
You're not on.
Because I'm not on. All right. So now this is, first of all, let me just describe this piece of mail. This is it's a manila envelope. It's very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Not very heavy, but it's heavier than a letter. Now, here's what's very interesting. There is no postage on this.
No.
Someone dropped this off. Now, the person wrote their name. I need my glasses here. On the envelope before they closed it. So the name is now bendy around the corner.
Yeah.
So this is R-E-M? I don't understand.
It's not from the band R-E-M, is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's from Normandy. It looks like brick, but it probably means beach.
Hold on. It's Normandy Beach.
Well, I know that, but I'm critiquing the penmanship is what I'm doing. All right.
First, you didn't think it was for you. You're opening it? Okay, here we go. It is for you.
We don't need a drum roll.
Kathy, watch out. You and I might be in the line of fire or
something. All right, here we go.
What'd you get?
Hi, Bill. Happy 4th of July. Oh, look at this.
Is it good mail?
This is positive mail.
Wow.
From my friend Bob in Normandy Beach talking about the flag raising.
Oh, okay.
And veteran appreciation. Bob, thank you very much.
Look at this.
They have
what'd they send you?
Oh, they sent me the commemorative booklet.
Oh, how pretty.
With all the vets.
That's super cool.
But Bob, why didn't you tell me you were stopping by?
Well, maybe he came by after hours, like after you were gone.
You should take a picture
maybe.
Of that.
Yeah, I will. You know what?
Yeah.
Normandy Beach does the best flag raising. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been there for the flag raising.
No.
They do. So it's a tradition that started many years ago, and literally you get a couple thousand people crowd in on the beach block. They have a flyover. The fire truck raises the huge flag. It is such an outstanding 4th of July commemoration. So it's going to be this Saturday at 1 o'clock, Ocean Terrace and 6th Avenue, Normandy Beach. Bob, thank you for thinking of me and sending that. I wish I could join you this year. I will try to join you next year. I'll be in the city all Saturday and Sunday broadcasting live on Newsmax, so I won't be able to make it. But I had to cancel a lot of events for this broadcast. I'm going to midnight on Friday and Saturday.
How'd that happen?
How about that?
How'd that happen? Wow.
I think everybody else is on vacation. That's how that happened. That sounds like your dream.
You wanted to be on 24 hours somewhere.
I wanted to do it somewhere. It looks like I'm going to get to do it. So anyway, what are your 4th of July plans? What do you have coming up? And if you do send a letter to the station, I may be reading it on the air. Right now, though, it's 9 o'clock, and that means Jenna Sillow is up with your news right now. 9:11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, before I get to a little quick rundown about what happened yesterday with the Supreme Court, Joe Myra, is there an accident?
Thanks to our listeners. Love ya.
And what'd they do?
Yeah, I'm just seeing this on DOT as well, and I'm looking at it, the delay. A turnpike southbound in Mount Laurel, that's exit 4, Route 73. We have a crash, and it's in the center lane. So, right? And cars are there, and state police are on the scene, but I'm looking at the backup. And
are the lanes
like
closed, or are they letting them out around the shoulder?
No, there's what did I say, the center lane. But yeah, you could go around
each
side. But yeah, I'm trying to get a good.
So they
got to
move the cars.
Yeah, the thing is, you could just take 295. So you've got an option here. Think ahead.
So you can
go
get
295.
Exit 5 is what, Burlington?
Mount Holly. Yeah.
Mount Holly.
Yeah.
But you can get off there and shoot over to 73, right?
Yeah, just plan ahead. But right now, this looks like
I don't usually hear you reporting on accidents on the turnpike at that spot.
In the afternoon?
More on 295.
Yeah, in the afternoon.
More?
It gets cray around there, even without an accident. It just gets backed up in that spot, you know, because people will bail out for 73 to get over to Philly, you know, from there. But, yeah.
So traffic's kind of moving.
Thank you for that, listener. Did we get the name Kyle? I don't know. Kyle's got a mouthful of bagel.
Oh, we did. Wait, but he's chewing his bagel. He can't tell you right now.
Why are you talking to me?
George. Thank you, George.
Yay, Jorge.
I was impressed. It was actually, you could understand what he said, even though he had a mouthful of cream cheese and bagel. Like, that's a skill, Kyle. Thank you.
He saves the bagels from the...
When he's done chewing, I got to ask him. You know, he went to Poland.
Yeah, and that's where you want... We want to go there.
I can't wait to go to Poland. You know, Poland's the one nation in Europe. They stopped all the illegal nonsense. They closed their borders. They're like, nope, not happening here.
Really?
It's one of the safest, strongest economies. I want a friend of mine, TH, who works, he's the service guy at one of the service guys at Princeton Jeep. And he said one of his buddies did a bachelor party there. And he's like, you can't believe how far the dollar goes. He's like, first of all, it's the streets are clean.
He was
the
showing
people
me pictures.
Are nice.
Kyle,
yeah, is he done chewing?
Pictures?
I kind of want to ask.
Is he done with his bagel? It's a bagel.
It's a bagel. Is that South Jersey bagel?
Yeah.
Or is that Philly? Kyle, you're done chewing though.
I'm done chewing.
Did you chew? You're supposed to chew. He's
like slowly.
You're supposed to chew at least 30 times.
Your bagel?
No, anything.
Oh, anything.
You have to chew more. People don't chew enough.
I don't do that.
That was clear. You scarfed that thing.
I'm like five chews max.
Five chews is not enough. Now work with me. Get 10 chews in. We'll build it slowly.
I think it would help my stomach.
It helps you digest more. Your teeth. It also helps your jawline as you get older. Oh. Listen to this. So as you chew more, you have a stronger jaw. You know, some people like it kind of fades as they get older. Chew more.
Right. And for women, that helps with like your jowl, you know,
so
your neck.
Eat more meat. And chew your food. Yeah, now Jody said she read that you have 33 teeth. Is that how many teeth we have?
Oh, God.
That's how many times
you
have to chew.
See, Kyle, this is what happens. You come in to talk about Poland.
Right.
Oh, I forgot to talk about teeth. If you're a dentist, back me up on this, 1-800-283-101.5. No, all right, let's go back. Thank you, Jill. Let's go. I feel the need to say it again, though. Really, chew more, because it helps your stomach. It's like it helps your body. Your body also gets hungry. It satisfies the hunger in a more timely manner. So you know, if you eat really fast, you're still hungry.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes later, you're like, crap, how come I feel horrible? Because you ate past hunger, but you didn't know it because you didn't chew enough.
Dad, okay.
All right, I'm just saying.
Well, there is something to this because I suffer from everything he's saying. I don't chew enough, and then my stomach will sometimes hurt. And also, I'll eat my food way too fast, and then I'm still eating after that.
And you're a young guy. You're in good shape.
Yeah.
So you got to think about 20 years from now.
That's right.
Right?
Hard to do when you're a young guy.
I know.
Hard to think 20 years down the road. Oh, that's true.
I have caught up with health now. I'm healthier now in my 50s than I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Like the song, I wish I knew what I know.
I wish I knew what I know now.
Yes.
When I was younger.
Who sings it? Kathy, are you on
that part?
Are we going to let Kathy get on that?
What year?
It might have been is it a song 70s. Or is it from a commercial?
Really? Well, they used the song in a commercial, but it's not. I wish that I knew what I know now.
We went from Poland to chewing, to bagels, to teeth, to stomach ailments,
to
aging, to a commercial in the 70s. I just want to point out, I'm not the only one.
How was Poland?
How was Poland?
I'll get us back on track. It was awesome. So my girlfriend's parents are from there.
No kidding.
Moved here in the 90s.
Cool.
And go back every year. This is my first time going with them. I mean, it's amazing over there. It's so cool to go see something, you know, everybody's day-to-day life over there. It's the same as it is here, but we don't think of it like that.
What stood out for you the most?
Oh, man. I mean, so I was in a lot of the towns where her parents grew up, so it's very rural over there. Yeah. But it is very clean. I heard you saying how clean everything is over there. Very clean. Things are very cheap over there as well.
Your dollar's so strong over there.
I mean, they use Zloty is what it's called over there.
Yeah.
And so I actually still have one. But everything was so cheap. I mean, you're getting dinner over there. Think about getting dinner in the U.S. You can't get dinner for two people. Forget about it. You're spending $60, $70.
At least, at minimum.
We were spending two people.
Right?
$30?
Oh.
I mean, I was like, get whatever you want on the menu. Because I don't care. It's cheap.
That's what I wanted to know if his theory was what he heard. I've been asking people. So one of the women who guests a lot on Newsmax, Monica, she is also from Poland. Her parents are from Poland. And she's been saying this. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I really want to go. And then TH, my friend at Jeep, he's like, you can't believe how clean it is.
Yeah.
And he said the food was great.
Oh, it is. It's phenomenal. Yeah. I've been eating the Polish cuisine because her parents make it for the last 4 years. So I've got, but then going and getting the authentic version of it over there is awesome. Food's really good. Super clean. They'll actually, like her family will, they have relatives over there. We'll have them buy stuff for them over there and send it over here because it's cheaper.
Or get something
while you're in Poland and bring it back over here because don't buy it here. It's
9:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I love it that Kyle, who's coming up soon at 10 o'clock with EJ and Judy. I love the conversation about Poland because I've been talking about this for a while. One of the folks I work with at Newsmax, their parents are Polish. And, you know, she talks about just how beautiful the place is. And there's no question. I mean, you see it all over. I always trust but verify everything I see online because people post videos and I like to get to the source of it. But for all accounts that I've heard, one of the biggest problems is they absolutely stopped immigration from these Muslim countries. And it changed the whole game. You know, and you can call them what you want, Islamophobes or any, but it worked. They don't have rape gangs. You know, they don't have ridiculous prayer mats coming out in the middle of the square, shutting down traffic. There are no crazy Islamists banging their chest and screaming, walking down the street. I mean, all that lunacy, they're just like, no, we're not going to have that. And they stopped it. And I think it's time for America to do the same thing. I think we need to stop immigration from these radical nations. And we need to end the H-1B-1 visa program and throw out all these Chinese students and Indian nationals who are taking our jobs. It's just time. It's not based on race. You know, I have no issue with Chinese people. I love the Indian culture, love Indian food. We have a ton of friends. And if you're an American, that's great. But the idea of coming over here and your allegiance is to another country and you're a young person taking a job of an American kid who went through an education. I mean, 400,000, that's the estimate of American kids that go through these very technical education degrees and they can't get a job. I mean, it's really, you know, we got to start thinking of ourselves and we got to think about America being for Americans. And we don't think like that. Now, the Supreme Court did us a disservice. I told you I was going to get into this a little bit. Shooting down the president's attempt to limit birthright citizenship. And the president was right. And I've talked about this often. I mean, the idea of birthright citizenship comes out of the 14th Amendment back to 1868. And the concept of birthright was very specific for former slaves. And it made sense. It helped this country right an evil and right a wrong and move forward. It was explicitly mentioned in the debates in Congress when the amendment was being drafted and voted on that this would not apply to aliens. It is specifically mentioned. And if you follow me on X, you know, I've tweeted out the actual transcripts. And so that's number one. Number two, the idea that you've got a whole industry in China about anchor babies and these Muslim countries do the same thing. You get over here, have a kid here. We should probably start barring pregnant women from coming here from other countries. And, you know, you've got to think about this. I would like to see Congress act, and I think they will. Now, that's the bad news, that we have an invasion and the invaders are allowed to have kids and those kids will eventually be voting citizens. That's bad. On the good side, the Supreme Court upheld a very strict interpretation of Title IX referencing women's sports and outright ended this ridiculousness of the trans movement. I've told you from go, there's no such thing as transgender. There is mental illness, there's gender dysphoria, and there are a bunch of weak boys who can't compete with other boys, so they want to wreck girl sports. That's the reality. And I'll just read you a quote from Clarence Thomas. Quote, "Men and boys with gender dysphoria are not women or girls, even if they believe that they are. Sex is an immutable biological characteristic. It is that simple. Men are men. Women are women. No men, you cannot become a woman. You can mutilate your body. You can take drugs. You can destroy yourself. But you are just giving in to a mental illness. If you think you were born in the wrong body, you have a mental illness. The entire transgender movement is based on that. And they took advantage of you. If you're mentally hurting, this movement took advantage of you for one purpose, to destroy families, to destroy real women. And it is a horror show that's been going on for the past 20 years. And thankfully, the Supreme Court ended that injustice. Now, let's hope New Jersey can catch up to it and ban biological boys from participating in anything to do with biological women. You can't fake it. You're either a man or a woman. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 9:30 is the time. Jenner Silla with your news right now. 9:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I just want to wrap up a few things with you. We were talking about the baby Hitler picture. If you were listening earlier, I just want to recap that for you. That some kid had a baby Hitler picture put into the yearbook, middle school in Paramus, New Jersey, in Bergen County. And now you got the Bergen County prosecutor's office being made aware and looking into it. And I thought that, wow, what a ridiculous time that we are going through in this country right now. You know, we needed the Supreme Court to right the injustice and right the wrong of mentally ill boys and men pretending they were women and going so far as to mutilate their bodies and take hormones and just, what a catastrophe. What a sad statement in this country that was encouraged because the evildoers on the Democratic side were constantly encouraging people to be your true self. And, you know, of course, it was all about the profiteering big pharma, these big hospitals. Remember, the big hospitals didn't stop mutilating children until Donald Trump took their money away. So as critical as I have been and others have been of Donald Trump, this man eventually could end up being a tragic figure in our political history because he has done so much good. And then sometimes he gets in his own way and does so many things that make you scratch your head that he creates enemies where I think he didn't need to. But that said, President Trump deserves all the credit, in my opinion, for really taking this bull by the horns and being not being afraid as president of the United States to call out that there is no such thing as a trans person. There's a mentally ill person. There's a person that acts out. There's a loser male athlete who decides I can go beat up on the girls and then I'll be satisfied in my life. And, you know, and the left encouraged all that. And the big hospitals went through with it. And any parent that encouraged or allowed their kid to go through this, they should lose custody. They should be in prison, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, when I think of this, you know, right away, people are like, oh, you're transphobic. Nah, it's a silly made up word. It's like Islamophobia. It's a silly made up word. It's a word used to describe your concern about real terrorism. And they disguise it by pretending you're a bigot for being opposed to Sharia law and some of the tenets of Islam, which are about as anti-woman as you can get. But that said, transphobia, same thing, made up word. Those of us who are normal recognize that you can't be, A, born in the wrong body. Biology is real. And, you know, God has a plan. I mean, even an atheist can admit that biology is real, DNA is real, etc. So there was never a way for a man to become a woman. That was never true. And if you feel like that, well, go ahead, wear your dress, act, you know, act like that, act out, do whatever you want. It's America. But it should have always been illegal for any doctor or hospital to prescribe puberty blockers for children. And I think every doctor that did it, I don't know how the statute of limitations works on that and what that crime would be described as, but I do hope to live long enough to see many of these doctors imprisoned for what they did. And I think we should go so far. I would like to see it turn even on adults. It shouldn't be legal for an adult to go through that. And people say, oh, but it's America. You can choose. No, you know, you can't walk into a doctor's office and say, hey, doc, I'll feel better if you cut off my left arm. They're not going to do that. I'll feel better if you poke your, you know, that fork into my eye and blind me. No, you can't do that. So there's a basis for saying the whole thing should be illegal. The other thing that should be illegal, and this is something that has really been challenged now because the Supreme Court in their lacking wisdom on some things, even though they did some good things yesterday, this idea that not upholding the president's redefining the birthright citizenship is an enormous problem. Now, it's not, I'm not surprised, and the president was not surprised, that the Supreme Court ruled the way they did, because he didn't have the power as president to dictate the terms of what the 14th Amendment was saying. But Congress does. And Congress's job now, and I'm going to say this to all the members of the Republican caucus in New Jersey, you should all get together and draft a bill that takes the language that was actually in the debate said by the members of the legislature who were debating the 14th Amendment, that aliens are not included in birthright. It's very explicit. And either it takes too long. You're never going to amend the Constitution. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. And none of us will live long enough to see that amended. We'll be a Muslim country run by radical Islamists before we see the 14th Amendment changed. So what they need to do is just define the exception. If diplomats are exempted from that, if foreign invaders are exempted, and they are, then just define, as the president's been saying. Quite honestly, guys, I've been saying this. You know, I have told you the story. I go back and I got attacked when I was running because, you know, people believe everything they hear on the internet. And, you know, I was called a pro-abortion, Trump-hating liberal. You know, people who don't read or don't listen or don't know, they just go along with it. But the reality is, I go back to 1996, and I was the deputy chairman for Pat Buchanan, and Pat Buchanan was running for president. We won the Louisiana caucus. We won New Hampshire, came in second in Iowa. It was a real insurgent campaign of true conservatism, and Pat Buchanan was way ahead of his time. Pat Buchanan, who was a comms director for Ronald Reagan, he worked for President Nixon. This guy, super established in Washington as a real thinker and a leader. So he runs for president in 1990, 2002, and then he runs again in 1996, and it was a wild campaign. It was an amazing campaign. And some of you may remember the slogan, Go Pack, Go, and if you're a student of history and politics, it was a real defining moment in American politics, certainly for Republicans. But remember, Pat was the first guy to talk about putting up a wall and stopping this rampant immigration. He talked about it because he lived through it in the Reagan White House when Ronald Reagan tried to address the problem. But Reagan, all due respect, made a huge mistake. He went after the employers. That was a foolish thing. We should have targeted people and started throwing them out. And then we got into a situation where all of a sudden all the government benefits are going to the illegals. So Pat Buchanan was literally 20 years ahead of his time. Trump ran on the same thing and got himself elected. Pat would have been a great president. And they lied about him, too. They said, oh, he's anti-Semitic. He's this. No, he's not. And I've known Pat for many, many years. Now, to be fair, I have not seen Pat in more than 10 years. But a good man, a solid man, and his sister Bay as well. But I say this because we have been having this debate over immigration for a very long time. This is not new, but it's gotten to a breaking point now because this is not a bunch of Mexican farm workers we're talking about. We're talking about radical jihadists who are now marching down the streets in Virginia, in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Texas. They're building these Islamist fortresses. Take a look at some of the mosques that they're building. They're fortified. These are bases. These are not religious institutions. And they are purposefully flaunting their strength. You look at what's going on in London. You don't want that here. 250,000 women, I think it's over the last 20 years, reportedly raped and brutalized and killed by Islamists, mainly from Pakistan. That's their big problem in London. Here we have Somalia and other places that are an enormous problem. We have to get a handle on this. And I would implore Congress to act. You've got an opportunity now. You need to define illegal aliens as invaders and end birthright citizenship. And then we need the mass deportations that the president talked about. Guys, we've only got a few months left with the Republican Congress if things continue to go the way they're going. So we have to act, and I would ask each of you, before you write a check to any candidate this year, you ask them if they support mass deportations and ending the Islamification of this country. And if they say yes on both, then you write them a check and give them a vote. All right, more coming up. Right now, though, it's 9:48. That means your fast traffic with Bob Williams. Hey, guys, Bill Spadia here. It is time for me to head out. I hope you are ready for the heat. Yep, 5 days of heat and humidity. You know, it could actually hit 107 on Friday. That's crazy. Well, as I wrap up today's show, I do want to make a few points. First of all, don't forget, just because your favorite president makes a judicial appointment, that does not mean they're going to uphold our beliefs. Yeah, it was two Trump-appointed justices, Kavanaugh and Barrett, who joined Chief Justice John Roberts and the far-left caucus in the Supreme Court to strike down Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship. Yeah, I think this is a huge problem. Court's now saying pretty much anybody born in the U.S., nope, you're citizens. And they talked about the 14th Amendment, that everybody born or naturalized in the U.S., subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States. Well, let me tell you something. You think about what this is ushering in. Not only do we have millions of illegals here, but now we've got a rise in birth tourism. And did you know that nearly 2/3 of the households that are headed by illegals in this country are on some form of welfare that you are paying for? It's costing us north of $150 billion a year. This is outrageous. I think that illegals should be classified as invaders, and we undo this birthright citizenship for those invaders immediately. Now, Trump got the conversation started, but it's time for the Republican Congress to act. It's their obligation to protect our sovereignty. Justice Thomas had an incredibly strong dissent, and he's provided a basis for Congress to now act. So let's see if the Republican Congress has the backbone to right this wrong. Also, quick wrap-up word on the baby Hitler picture. Yeah, Paramus Middle School. It was clearly a dumb prank by the kids, but sometimes kids are just being kids. It should not be anywhere near a prosecutor's desk. We have real problems in the Garden State that demand serious attention. not ridiculousness distracting us. We've got radical terrorist apologists actually running for office, credibly earning the nomination in the Democratic primary. We've got a U.S. senator out there praising communists in the Democrat Party, calling it a form of diversity. That's not leadership. That's lunacy. Meanwhile, working families are getting crushed by skyrocketing energy costs. Taxes are through the roof. Insurance premiums are making it almost impossible to afford to live in the state. Suburbs are under siege from high-density housing mandates. Our roads are flooded with traffic, overwhelming our schools with illegals and the high-density push in the suburbs. It's pushing our infrastructure to the limit. We've got to stay focused, New Jersey. We've got real problems. They require focus and solutions and leadership. All right, guys, got to get out of here. I'll be back tomorrow at 6. Judy, EJ, and Kyle coming up next. Keep the faith. Keep the fight. Have an outstanding rest of your day.